Got a bracket alert. Gauchos 24, Baylor 22. Oh, look at that defensive play. Oh! Gauchos 26, Baylor 22. Hey, big head, tell me how my ass tastes. Is there anything more nerve-wracking than watching your team in the tournament? Hey, Gauchos! Damn, Rome, what are you yelling about? Gauchos, yo. Eric Musselman said it best. It is not easy to get to the tournament at all. Did I or did I not say the Gauchos were the baddest, nastiest 14 ever? So far, so good. The stage is not too big. Proud of you, boys. Stay after it. Hit the offensive glass. Slow it down. All right, welcome to the program. We go to hour number three. We have got a beef segment. If you're watching, there it is. The gigantic plastic tower of beef. Remember, clones, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample all of the above. If you don't see it, ask for it by name because nor the jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? It's kind of a rare thing. We've never done it, I don't think. The beef segment moves to Friday because I was not here 2 days midweek. Let's get after it. The callers were not so great last time. I want to try and start right there.
Not good.
Let's go. We go to Hollywood. Mark in Hollywood starting us off. Mark, what's your beef?
Yeah, Jim, my beef is with you skipping out on the show during the busiest time of the year and then throwing us a beef segment like it's some weird attempt at makeup sex. That's like you disappearing on Dodger Jano for 2 days to have a bender in Vegas, and then you come back and say, hey, come on, Dodger Jano, buddy just needed a few nights out. Why don't we go into the bedroom and I'll make it up to you? I'll do that thing that I never, ever, ever, ever do. War Penn State beating Texas with ball pressure. Ding.
Obviously not accurate because I always do that thing. 1-800-636-8686. The beef segment, dude, is not makeup sex. It's the beef segment. It's better than actual sex.
I'll make up
for a lot of you. All right, let's keep moving. Let's go to Pomona. Anthony in Pomona. Anthony, what's your beef?
Hey, Jimmy, my beef is with St. Patrick's Day, and my coworkers giving me grief for not wearing green today. First off, don't try to pinch me. Keep your dirty paws to yourself, okay? Unless you're searching for the answer of what did the five fingers say to the face. Now, being a Lifetime Laker fan, I don't wear green.
That's not a good color. No.
You don't like that color.
I don't like that color. Not a very good color.
What did the five fingers say to the face? You mean like you're going to get punched in the face? Alvin just freaked out. Alvin's like, I don't know what that means, but better safe than sorry. I think he just threatened to punch somebody in the face. I don't think there's anything weird or dangerous about that. Alvin's like, everything's dirty. Everything's dirty. Smut, smut, smut. I can't take any chances. You're out. What he said was, I'm a Lakers fan. I'm never going to wear green, not even on St. Patty's Day. If you're seeing me right now, I forgot that it was. When I went to get my coffee this morning, my gal at Starbucks reminded me that it was St. Patty's Day. I didn't know. I forgot. All right, 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Albuquerque. Tim in the ABQ. Tim, what's your beef?
Yo, Jim, my beef is with this new fashion trend where people have taken the classic ass-mounted fanny pack and they started wearing it across their chest. You guys look like straight nerds. Did your mom have a stroke when she dressed you this morning, you nerds?
Oh, man, he's out. Straight nerds. Let's keep going. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Charleston. Miles, good to have you, Miles. What's your beef?
Rome, what's up, brother? How are you today?
Good, dude. How about you?
I'm doing well, man. Listen, I have a beef with people that have a beef with smoking in appropriately designated smoking areas. I'm not walking into your house. I'm not walking into your place. If it's allowed to smoke and I want to smoke, you know, I'm going to. Thanks, buddy. I'm out.
I got you. I don't agree with you, but I got you. I appreciate you, but I don't agree with you. See, the problem is you can't stay in your sequestered area. The smoke gets out. I know this because I used to live with a smoker, and our deal was, dude, never ever smoke in the house. He's like, you got it. You got it. I won't. And he never did. Yet when we moved out, my entire wardrobe reeked of his smoke, even though he stayed in his said sequestered area. So I got to say, I don't really agree. I appreciate you, dude, but I don't agree with you. Gaucho is trailing by three, just like that. That'll happen. Baylor did win it all a few years back. They are a three for a reason.
Happens to us all.
4 minutes left in the first half. We're down by three. And yes, I said we. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to New Orleans, Steven. Steven, what's your beef?
My beef is with my mother-in-law. I'm tired of being your damn butler. No, I don't want to come to your house and put your garbage can to the curb because it's too heavy. Reach that light bulb to change that's just out of your grasp, or kill spiders on the patio. I might be married to your daughter, but if you keep it up, I'm going to fake my own death, change my name to Jack Savage, and sell T-shirts on the beach in Costa Rica. I'm out.
My man, Steven in New Orleans. He's got it all figured out. Hey, can I get a bracket alert, please? UCSB 31, Baylor 29. 3:19 left in the first half. Don't act like I'm not going to milk that for everything it's worth. Come on now. Let's go to John in Philly.
Hey, John.
John. Hey, John. What's your beef?
Jim, my beef is with the guy who has that subconscious nervous laugh. You know, the guy that sounds like a hyena sometimes or snorts. And hey, Ed, in San Antonio, did you hear Jack Savage laugh at all? I know what he kills, Jim. He kills interviews. Don't get in that guy's 3-foot circle, dude. He'll waste you. Great acquirement, man. I'm out.
A great acquirement? When did acquirement become a word? Dude, I think you mean acquisition. James Kelly cannot believe what you just did to the English language. Is Savage, that's got to make you feel good that a clone just called you a great acquirement. I don't think I've ever added anybody to the staff. In fact, I know for a fact, I've never added anybody to the staff where a clone rose up and said, dude, great acquirement. You know what, though? So far, dude, you are a, quote, great acquirement. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Sacktown. Ryan, I know you got beef, Ryan. I just don't know what it is. What is your beef?
What's up, JR? My beef is with vasectomy doctors. There's not enough of them in Riverside, Baco, and Barstow. Poor Nate's coming back as a guest host in the jungle. I'm out.
Wow, dude. He's at it again. He in market, on topic, or at least on brand. You, my friend, are not a great acquirement. In fact, you're the opposite of a great acquirement, Ryan. We're staying with the phones, though. Devin, Raleigh, Devin, what's your beef?
Romy, first time, long time. Listen, my beef is with the Arizona Wildcats. I went to Arizona, and UCLA, forum guy said that Arizona wasn't tough after the Pac-12 championship game, and we all pushed back. But guess what? UCLA fan was right. I'm pissed off. Out.
Yeah, and with good reason. Tip your hat to Princeton. Give them credit. I mean, first of all, tip your hat to Princeton. Give them credit. I mentioned at the top of the program that in 1993, when you got beat by Santa Clara,
credit.
15, I'd called that on Roy Firestone. Perform? Roy Firestone's Up Close program. And I don't remember who it was, but I remember an Arizona player saying after the game, I saw some dude saying that we would get beat, and that guy was right. So, you know, that.
That's right.
That's right. Kennesaw State is up on Xavier right now, 53-40. There is an upset alert. They're a 14. Gauchos are a 14. They're up on Baylor 30-29. Man, tournament is wild. Jack Savage, has two teams in. Both schools he went to, and they're playing each other. He's a great acquirement. Not to be confused with requirement or acquisition. He combined the two, kind of like Savage combined that hat. Back to it. Let's go this time to Driftwood. Ben in Driftwood. Ben, what's your beef?
Hey, Rome. Thanks for the bind. I am sick and tired of people talking down on hot dogs. It's the quintessential food of our nation's pastime. Nothing goes better with a beer, as we know. Just let me eat my Frank in peace without taking a viral video of me eating a glizzy or magic erasing me out of your photo. Maybe I can't afford $20 for the trapper, but I could get 8 dogs. I'm out.
All right, Ben. Dodger Jano hits me this morning with a text saying, don't eat sandwiches. It's all over the news. They're cancer-causing. I'm like, sandwiches? Like, this is news? Sandwiches.
No!
So you mean sandwiches that have been around since before the cavemen. Somebody just got around to realizing they're not healthy. Sandwiches. Don't eat them. What? Yeah, thanks for that update. This just in, something that's been around longer than time itself is not healthy. Oh, okay. This just in, oxygen. Don't breathe it. This just in, water. Don't drink it. This just in, fire is unhealthy. This just in, the sun is hot. This just in, water is wet. Man, what are you talking about, Sam? Just now scientists are getting around to telling me the sandwiches are not healthy? Oh, okay. 1-800-636-8686. Still on the phones. Look, Stephen H-Town? You mean the nut? Stuck nut.
What?
Steve-O, what's up? What's your beef?
Yeah, man. My beef is with Ken and S.A. on Twitter. He used to always post those nice pictures of his collection of cars. But now it's all like a collection of his kids. Every day it's a different damn kid. Bro, it's a Vagine, not a clown car.
Stucknut. You believe Stucknut just shows up out of nowhere with that? Stucknut. Hey, Ken, tell him I was Astace. The nut. The official historian of the jungle. Man, you know he's feeling strongly about it if he's showing up for that. 1-800-636-8686. I can't lie to you. I'm watching my Gauchos out of the corner of my eye. Let's go this time to Will in Nashville. Good to have you, Will. What's your beef?
Hey, JR, I got the beef with the guy at the airport gate who's walking around doing a business call in his AirPods like he's in his damn office. Wears me out. Nobody gives a crap what you're buying or selling, dude. I'm out.
I'm with you on that. Every airport's got one. Now check that. Every gate's got one. There's always that guy. One more phone call, then I'll read a few. Bill in Central New York. Good to have you, Bill. What's your beef?
My girlfriend's family.
How come?
Too much drama. Just take Jerry Springer, Maury, all those guys, put them in the one show. They could have a season with no repeat episodes. I'm tired of them calling me. I'm tired of them dealing with it. It's got to stop.
I hear you, dude. I'm not a big fan of drama either. Nice job. Rack him. Central New York showing up. And I like the way they did. All right, let's go to the written portion of the beefs. Brian and San Pedro. Going from Jack Savage to the Big Head is like going from Bono to Yoko. It's not a beef. That was a bonus. Let's go to the beefs. Hey, Rome, I got a beef with for sale by owner signs. Who else would be selling it? I mean, that's not right, Drew. If I'm not mistaken, FSBO means they're not using a real estate agent. It means they're selling it themselves. They're going Lamar Jackson. They don't want to pay a commission. Beef rejection, Drew. There are no wrong beefs except that one.
Wrong.
Bracket alert. UC Santa Barbara 34, Baylor 31. A minute and a half to go in the first half. Bracket alert. UCSB 34, Baylor 31. Got that, James Kelly? That's why you got your ass run. All right, checking out the beefs. Bracket alert. UCSB 34, Baylor 33. They're still winning. Hey, Jimothy, my beef is with my left hand. I mean, I have one hand that has its master's degree and can literally do everything. Need to eat? My right hand is there in the clutch with a fork and even chopsticks to assist. How about a shave? Again, righty can hold a deadly weapon next to my jugular to trim hairs. Meanwhile, my left hand just sits there existing and can barely hold a pencil. Left hands suck. Wow, dude, that's different. Eric in Colorado Springs. Dear pimp, my beef is the guy at the office that starts undoing his pants and fly before he gets to the bathroom. Buddy, I know you gotta unload, but how about waiting until you exit the hallway before settling in?
Buddy.
Craig in Calgary. Ram Jim. My beef is with the bag of my neighborhood who drives the M5 with a souped-up exhaust system. Hey, a-hole, it's 7 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. Nobody wants to listen to you sitting idle in your glorified lawnmower. In your glorified lawnmower that is shaking our window panes. Either get in the car and drive away or don't get in at all. Tyler in the O.C., bracket alert. UC Santa Barbara 36, Baylor 35. Halftime, yo. It's my man Joe Pasternak. I don't know what Joe's saying, but get him, Joe. Get it, Joe. Gauchos up by one at halftime. They're a 14. Jimmers, I got hashtag beef. With jacuzzi parties, it's not a soak, a dip, a relaxing end of your day. It is a boiling marinade of human excrement. Figure it out. Abigail in San Diego. It's disgusting. But she might not be wrong. It says, my beef is with avocados. 1 second they're not ripe. The next second they're way too ripe and brown. Step your game up, avocados, and stay ripe for a reasonable amount of time. It's fair. My beef is with wacky sock guy in my office. He isn't even subtle about it. He parades around, hitting up different coworkers, voluntarily showing off his cool new Cookie Monster socks. His entire persona is socks. Rome, my beef is with adults at ball games who go absolutely nuts when the mascot shows up with a t-shirt cannon. We all see it. The guy that jumps up and down, waving their arms around to get the attention of the bipedal mountain lion and excitedly spills their beer all over the place. Hey, dorks. You're sitting in the first level with enough cash in your wallet to buy out the team store. Sit down and let the 9-year-olds next to you have a shot. Tommy in Vermont. Romy, I got beef with that Jack Savage. And his shoot first, ask questions later attitude. He's leaving a trail of destruction in the streets. The mayor is going to have my ass. Regards the police chief. Hate to say it, G-off, but well done. Rome Town Buffet. My beef is with my brother-in-law who said he needed a place to crash for 2 days. It's been 2 weeks. He's dirty. He eats all my food. He freckles my toilet. He also loves to Dutch oven my bed. That's where you fart under the covers and leave the stench under the blanket. So now my bed constantly smells like fart. Get the hell out of my house. Sign V in the fee. Hey, V, the only people who liked that V were Cindy and Big Head.
Wind prop.
Here's some more reaction. Mark in Hollywood. Dude sounds like Garrett Cole. Alvin, can you put that together or no?
I don't.
No.
Alvin says no. Jack Savage does not sound like Garrett Cole. Juan Rivera. Dear at Jim Rome, Jack Savage isn't nervous or hyperventilating at all. Signed, a squirrel on cocaine.
Cocaine.
Whatever that means. Jamie in Green Bay. Might need to forfeit the name Jack Savage, wearing a split hat. Jack, the jungle demands you take a DNA test, you know, to make sure Big John is your real dad, you know, and make sure your dad, you know, is not Fabian. You know. Jake in New York City. At Assistment tweets. Hey, Savage, way to not blow your cover. Sign the CIA. He's getting a lot of love and he's getting some heat. At Mets Bets, if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, Jack was fidgeting in his chair so hard, it looked like he was humping his desk. Insert Alvy joke. Of course, Alvin wanted to get him on the air with you. He was even more terrified than Alvy about being on the air. That's not true. That's not true at all. None of that's true. None of that is true. I'm not saying you can't take a run at the guy, but you can't just make bleep up. None of that's true. All right, I want to get out relatively on time, right? And be responsible. There's your beef segment. Hey, Alvy, we better get an upset alert because Kennesaw State is up on Xavier by 11. That's a 14-3. Remember when 14s never beat 3s? Dang, this tournament is wide-ass open. At Mock Moda, even I won't mess with some cat named Jack Savage. Sign Chuck Norris. Romy Stillskin. James Kelly murders the English language. Alvin DeLauro murders Bed Springs. I murder foreign operatives. Sign Jack Savage. On that note, let's get out. We'll come right back.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of the first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earn doubled. The cash back from trips, restaurants all doubled. Seriously, though, see the terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. All right, so let me share something with you. I'm looking at my text right here, and not to give my guy up, but I got a text from former major leaguer Ryan Spielborgs. Spilly is a famous gaucho. And one of the best guys, one of my favorite guys ever. Not only one of my favorite gauchos, but just one of my favorite guys ever. Like, such an awesome, awesome dude with amazing energy. So he shoots me a text. He's at the game right now with his son. Gauchos in Baylor. And he texts, and I quote, I'm going to read it as it's written. Quote, "We got a shot, Romer! Let's go!" And my response was, I can't say what my response was. Let's just say I wrote back something along the lines of, my man, I am nervous as bleep. He goes, me too. It's so fun. And I said, why? I wrote this. This is a former major leaguer now. I go, why does this stuff make us so nervous? I'm dying. And his response, he nailed it. Quote, because we love sports and our shows, it's family. He nailed it. That's exactly what it is.
Family.
Because we love sports and our shows and its family. That's a former major leaguer who's sweating a first round matchup in basketball in the NCAA tournament. He nailed it. I saw my guy Ross Tucker yesterday. Ross knows. Ross can explain exactly what I'm feeling like right now. I mean, who knows what happens in the second half. But Ross went to Princeton, and Princeton won their first game in a quarter century, and they pulled one of the major upsets ever. So you have to go to a school like that that hasn't had a lot of success to fully understand what it feels like and how nerve-wracking the whole thing can be. Spilly, let's go! James Kelly just trying to make things worse. Quote, so Spilly didn't lay the points, I take it. Hey, idiot! He went to school there. Yeah, I don't think that he's playing the same game you are, that you're about to lose. Oversized head. Stay in your lane, dude. I ran your ass already. Why are you still looking for me? Why are you still trying to reach out to me? I ran your ass on the air, big head. Beat it. Take the rest of the day off. Take the weekend off. Xavier. Wow, dude, they came back. Look at that. I'm telling you, I looked down for 1 minute, and all of a sudden it's a tie game? Wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, 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 wow. 4:47 left in that game, too. Xavier all the way back on Kennesaw State. 61-61 right now. All right, 1-800-636-8686. How about a phone call? Still ahead. I've got time for your calls if you want to do that. Jack Savage already made his appearance in the jungle for the very first time. We had Charles Robinson. We had Eric Musselman. Both of them were great. Must kill the segment. They're getting ready for the top seed in the region, Kansas. I like their chances. I do. Had a beef segment. I'm going to push out a podcast after the show with Rick Carlisle. That's the Jim Rome podcast. Alvy's Ionic Week that was coming up. Hit me up. Give me a call right now. What do you want to hit on? We are wide open. I've got some things I want to get to that I'm not going to get to, but I want to open it up. One last segment for the week. Wide open. 1-800-636-8686. Time now for a sports update. Here you go. Bracket alert, bracket alert. UC Santa Barbara 41, Baylor 39. 17 and a half minutes to go in that game. My mighty Gauchos, 14 seed. Oh, get him off the offensive glass. Sorry, I'm distracted and nervous as hell. I'm being real, just being real with you. Got an ATP. That's coming up momentarily. Let me refresh the page really quickly. Let's go to San Antonio. Gino. Gino, what's up?
Romy, dude, I've been calling and listening to your show for like a long time, bro. Probably longer than anybody outside of SoCal. I got to alert you to something. This guy, Jack Savage, full of crap, my man. You need to be careful with this guy. What did he say to you when he was in the air? Yeah, Rome, after the show's over, I'll slide my birth certificate over you. Who is walking around with their birth certificate in their pocket? You know who is, Rome? Liars and probably felons. I'm just telling you, this guy is suspect. Be careful.
Good looking out. Good looking out. He'll probably have you killed within the hour. He's Jack Savage. If I were you, Gino, I'd sleep with one eye open. You know why? Jack Savage. I don't think he actually meant that he would slide me a birth certificate. Baylor up by three on the Mighty Gauchos, 44-41. All right, so I've got an ATP coming up. And my apologies. I should be more professional than that. And just worried about the program. The ATP on a Friday brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Listen later on. In fact, listen right now. And I may, in fact, have it. The ATP, a Friday staple. Get the parts and service you need quickly from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Something a little weird going on with my server. Hey, Tommy, do you have an ATP or no? There it is.
Donk, donk, donk.
Mr. Rome, oh, no, I see it. I'm just a little distracted. We're down by five. Mr. Rome, what is your final four? Edward Moreno, Redondo Beach. All right, Edward, I'll play along. Gauchos, 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 and in the West, Gauchos. Hi, Jim. What do you like when you're feeling sick? Cranky ass or what? Thanks, Bell B in Calgary. Fair question. I'll tell you what. Dodger Jano is way tougher than me. Dodger Jano rolls with it much better than I do. She just does. Yeah. Yes. Yes. She complains. She never complains. Dodger Jano is never... I know you're not going to believe this. I've never heard her complain about anything since I've known her. And I've known her 30 years. She's like that. Yeah, I'm a little cranky ass. I'll be real with you, Bella. Got a little of that crank ass. 1-800-636-8686. Jerry writes, get Weber crank, with two crank. B's in to host until the UCSB game is over. Yeah, right? Hey, Weber, can you bust ass down here and do the last 5 minutes
Scrivens
of the show?
Has an answer.
I'm going to the bully. Weber, you're in.
Straight cash, homie, for Marshall.
Weber, you're in. No warm-ups.
And just that
just hound the last 5 minutes. Alvey will take four of them with the week that was. So you just need to handle 60 seconds.
The bank is open on a Saturday.
By the way, I went to the bank the other day on Saturday, and it wasn't open. I was pissed. Alvey, let's go to... I don't know what to expect. I mean, I know I was only in 3 days. Let's go to the 3 days that were. Welcome to the jungle. What's going on? A very good Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. It's a great Monday. One of the best Mondays of the year, of course. Coming off Selection Sunday. Let's get it. Almost nothing ever lives up to the hype. We all know that. Except the NCAA tournament. And the NCAA tournament always smashes the hype. Virtually every single year. Yeah! The fact that Alabama is the number one overall seed, as reprehensible as they've been off the floor, there's really no arguing that going into the dance, they're the number one overall seed, and they're the ones to beat. John Rothstein. John, what's going on? How are you?
Never better, Jim. Great to be with you. This is March.
Ross, what's going on? How are you?
The Gauchos can't be the most dangerous 14 seed in the history. Well, maybe they are. But if they are, the Princeton Tigers are the most threatening 15 seed in the history of the galaxy.
Third string linebacker named Fred Cyclops.
The Falcons have acquired...
You might want to check on your boy Rich Smackerman. I think he just had a stroke during that update.
For a seventh-round pick and also a re-signed guard. Get that Ben Lindbergh.
You better take an aspirin.
All that dude does is win. He's got to have a 70% winning completion, right?
That's right.
Talking about Rasul.
Rodgers is so vain that he's just trying to milk, you know, the attention for as long as he can.
Oh, Jim, you're laughing? I've been laughing all morning long. Have you heard anything like that?
Reyna's versus Berhalter's feud. Imagine those same friends using that moment and weaponizing it because their son didn't get enough playing time. Soccer's going to soccer. And of all people, I should have known better. Carlos Boozer joining us.
How cool of a story would it be in Shire's first year if he's able to win a title and get to the Final Four? That would be pretty amazing.
I don't understand all the hate that Jimmy's still getting. And I think, Raider fan, like, you need to just slow your roll.
Welcome to the program. My name is Brian Weber. My best ability is availability. So when the phone rang, I said yes. Aaron Rodgers, he intends to play for the Jets. So Josh Alper from Pro Football Talk.
Well, I mean, it's about time. Finally get that confirmation. You know, all signs have been pointing to this for quite a while.
How ponderous and egomaniacal and narcissistic Aaron Rodgers sounded.
Twitter!
One look at it. After all these years of Rome coaching us on how to fake sick to set up a couple days off to watch the tournament, he's finally pulled it off himself. Joe Pasternak.
It's awesome. You know, I'm just so happy for our players. The excitement, the joy on their faces, the jumping up and down, excitement.
Well, do you need to pull over? Are you having an encounter with law enforcement?
It's an ambulance. I'm actually
trying to find Aaron Rodgers in New York right now.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Who had Rome filling in for Rome in the Who Will Fill In For Rome pool? I win.
He is Charles Robinson.
So who's got less of a market, him or Ezekiel Elliott?
Man, that's a good Wow, what a question. That's a fantastic question.
Thanks, dude.
We are joined by Eric Musselman. Does this foreshadow just how wide ass open this entire tournament's going to be?
You said it, Jim. I mean, it is wide open. You know,
I said wide ass open, actually, Mus, is what I said. It is Jack Savage. I figured today would be a perfect day. Our newest addition to the staff. Jack, how you feeling, dude?
Yo, how's it going? The analogy I use, grad school, it's like a fun fling for a little bit, but, you know, undergrad, that's the love of your life. You always go back to the love of your life. You wish your fling all the best.
No offense, but I took the Baylor Bears and I laid those points.
No offense. Mm-hmm. You get your ass out of here. Are you kidding me with that?
I know what he kills, Jim. He kills interviews. Great acquirement, man. I'm out.
A great acquirement?
Thanks, Jim. We sleep in May.
Aroo! Bracket alert. Aroo! Bracket alert. Aroo! Bracket alert.
Hello? That's it.
You didn't tell me I was filling in today. I didn't have a chance to go to the steam room.
Love you, JR. Thanks so much for having me on.
I like
it. Shows the however many they're getting, too.
You got
it's
it, Ross.
It's the Tucker Rome special. Take the Tigers and the 14.5.
Tell Jim to get well soon.
Good night now!
The Tucker Rome special would be awesome, wouldn't it? Baylor's up 5 right now. 48-43. Baylor over UCSB. 13.5 minutes to go. Avi, I would never tell you how to do your job, much less the best segment in radio. But how funny would that have been if I kicked to the 3 days that were and it was nothing but Weber? None of me and just all Weber.
And just that quickly.
That would have been hilarious.
Go goes deep.
You know, and Weber's right when he says, my best ability is availability. And that when the phone rang, the answer was yes.
Straight cash, homie, for Marshall.
Offensive foul for the Gauchos, man. I'll tell you what. Nerve-wracking stuff. Weber, in his defense, like, I did not plan this. I didn't set it up. I just all of a sudden got sick, like, really fast. And this is not an easy show to do, especially on short notice. And Weber, to his credit, is like that guy. Yes? Hey, Brian, can you? Yes? Yo, Weber with two. Yes! I mean, whatever the question is, the answer is yes. Unless he's off doing some Pac-12 stuff. And even then, probably the answer is yes. That's the beauty of Weber. You know, of course, he comes on and he wrecks every relationship I have with every athlete. But yes! Just kidding, Webb. Just kidding. Baylor's starting to feel it. Pulling away a bit. 51-43. Uh-oh, 12.5 minutes to go. It's all right. Run your offense. Slow it down. Get to the rack. A little skip pass for three. Uh-oh. Guys, a little composure. All right, been that kind of morning. You see me wearing it on my sleeve. It's going to be a great tournament. An outstanding tournament. Want to remind you, I normally push out the Jim Rome podcast midweek. That usually drops on a Wednesday because I was not here on Wednesday. I'm going to push it out today. We were not here, but it's still getting done. Indiana head basketball coach Rick Carlisle is episode 259. Normally we do him on The Daily Show. I'm not even sure we've ever done him long form. And this is a really good conversation. Again, how do I know? I've already done it. So we just need to finish up the production on that. Push that out after the program. Been a big day today. We had Charles Robinson. E. Musk came on. Arkansas advanced. They got that win over Illinois. They were up by 17. The lead dropped to 5. That's been kind of their issue this year. Finishing out games, closing out games. Musk was full of energy. Had his matchup and breakdown with Kansas. I like their chances in that game. Looking at the scoreboard right now, Xavier is up by 1 on Kennesaw State, 68-67. 10 seconds left in that game. Watching it live right now. Oh. Blocked at the rim. Kennesaw State went to the rack. Blocked at the rim. Wow.
Block!
Wow. Wow. March Madness, yo. The ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. Once again, my thanks to Charles Robinson, Eric Musselman, the big head who I had to run, Jack Savage from the back row to the front row, the XR4TI. And again, we will have a podcast with Rick Carlisle that I'm going to push out shortly. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great weekend. See you Monday. We're out.